Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory Christmas Week Special. God has provided for your every need. It's already out there for you to receive. So how do you find it? Join us today and learn how to get into the abundant place God has for you.
Luke chapter 1 and the 37th verse. Verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. With God all things are possible. With God nothing shall be impossible. Now, Jeremiah 32, verse 17, Lord God, behold, look, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for God. Now, look at Jesus 19th, 20th verse, 20th chapter of Matthew. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, and look, lo, look, look, listen, look, I am with you always. With men, it's impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. I will be with you always.
Amen.
Who you with?
God.
Are you with men or are you with God?
God?
Then there's not anything impossible.
Amen.
When you believe.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is where the two come together. I think I mentioned this to you the other night. When I was a kid, young boy, I just really enjoyed traveling with my dad. And he traveled, he was a salesman all the years I knew him. He went to work for Drones Business College the day I was born. And he had been a student there, and this during Depression days, of course, in 1936. And he took bookkeeping class there. You'll like to hear this. My mother and dad put tithing vows in their wedding vows, 1927. And then they were raised out in West Texas, and there wasn't much out there to start with. It wasn't out there in that dust bowl, and it didn't rain from 1931 to 1941. It is tough, brother. I'm telling you, that's when people started leaving Oklahoma and Texas and started going to California and other places. Well, my mother and dad were right there in the middle of that, in the plains of Texas. And of course, the Depression was on and all that, and you put all that together, and that wasn't an outstanding place to be anyway. But they were tithers. Now, they didn't know anything like what we've learned by now about tithing, but they knew the Word said that, and they knew God would take care of them. My dad was never without a job throughout the entire Great Depression, 24 hours. His job would play out. Less than 24 hours later, he'd have another job. Amen. And there were people going hungry. You know that. And particularly out there, I think the Depression hit out there in about 1800 or something. But mother said that his job would go away, and she said they would catch hands and they'd pray. And she said, I'd stand there at the door as long as I could see him. And then when I couldn't see him anymore, she said, I just kept praying. I prayed all day long while I was doing my chores. I prayed all day long. Said he'd come back at night with a job. Well, he the Lord directed him to a man that owned the cotton gin. And the man needed a bookkeeper. Can you keep books? Well, yeah, they said, you need a bookkeeper? Well, yeah, keep. He'd never seen proper bookkeeping. But he said he gave him the job. And of course, my dad had a fine reputation in that whole area of being an honest man. He was secretary of the First Baptist Church in that town and that kind of thing. So he went to work there as a bookkeeper. And Dad said he just took the books and studied them and went through and just continued the process that the bookkeeper before him had been using, and he just continued the flow of that. Well, he decided to take a bookkeeping course at Drawn's Business College, which was in Lubbock, which is a few miles away. And he went up there and got in that business school, and they hired him to teach bookkeeping. Now, what's going on? Same thing going on here is going on with Joseph. My daddy hadn't learned how to keep books, but he's a tither, and he's blessed, and the blessing taught him. Just like the blessing taught Joseph how to run a ranch and a farm, and then how to run a prison, and then how to run a nation.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, the blessing of the Lord taught my dad bookkeeping, and that school liked it. And he took that job, but in a few days later, a job came open in Abilene, Texas, in Drawn's Business College, in the sales field. And my dad said he saw right through that right quick. That and he didn't want any salary. He didn't want anybody paying him a salary, because if he was strictly on commission, he controlled his own income. Amen. He could pray over it, and he could believe, and he could work hard and do whatever God led him to do. And you know, he's just believing God. He's a tither. Amen. And he began to prosper, and things began to work for him. Glory to God. And I just really enjoyed traveling with him. We'd go into a town or wherever we were. It didn't make any difference. He'd meet people. He liked people. He'd go around and visit with people. And he'd just walk in the store and smile real big and introduce himself. And during World War II, when things were so scarce, I watched him one day. Now, remember, he's blessed. The blessing is working in him and on him. And he would have appointments with young people and their parents. He'd go to the high school first and meet the high school principal or maybe the superintendent of school and identify himself and with his credentials and so forth that he was representative from Drawn's Business College, and these people had inquired, and so he'd go and he'd have appointments after school. So most of the day there, particularly all afternoon, would be free time for him. I watched him one day. Back in those days, those of you not old enough to remember World War II, I'm telling you, it was different, man. Everything was shortage. Dear me. Rationed or short, and certain things that were just hard to get your hands on, and one of them was good cheese, because you couldn't hardly find it. Well, this town we were in, most of our Texas towns are this way. They're a town square, courthouse in the middle, and then you have stores on the streets go all the way around the square. And he'd just start around the square, and he'd just go in and meet people and speak to them, you know, and talk to them. And he'd go around, and he walked in this butcher shop, and there was a whole pound of cheese, great big thing, about that big around, about like that, kind of come up to a little point on the top of it. My dad walked in there, and he said, man, you got cheese. He said, yeah, you want some of it? Dad said, yeah, is it ration? No, ain't no ration. Only you have all of it you want. Dad said, what you want for the whole thing? And he told him. My daddy just bought the whole thing. He took that cheese and set it down in the trunk, and he sliced it up. And then he started around the square. And he'd walk in, and he'd introduce himself. And he'd say, you know what? I've got some extra cheese if you'd like to have some of it. Oh, have you really? Yeah. He sold that whole thing in just a few minutes. Just made a bucket of money. And he just smiling all the way around the square. This is a tither. It's just an idea came to him. And sold all that cheese. Well, why didn't somebody else get that cheese? How come that butcher didn't have sense enough to do that? The blessing showed it to my dad. Now, I told you all that to show you that environment, because here's what he would do. Everywhere he went, everybody that he walked up to, and my dad had a way about him when you'd meet him, when he said anything to you, he'd have a chuckle in his voice. You call him on the telephone, he'd laugh before he said hello. That's just the way he did. He'd pick up the telephone and say, hello. You couldn't be mad at him. You couldn't last, man. He'd disarm you before you ever said anything. But, you know, he'd walk up there and he'd say, my name's A.W. Copeland and I'm with Drawn's Business College. I heard that over and over and over. Then in 1951, National Old Line Insurance Company, Little Rock, Arkansas, wanted him, and he began to teach and train salesmen. He trained over 1,000 men with that company. And when he went with it, it was $100 million worth of business on the books. And by the time he left, almost 19 years later, it was right at $1 billion. And my dad's picture, I'm thrilled to say, is on the wall of fame, National Old Line Insurance Company, Little Rock, Arkansas. Praise God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And he'd walk, here you go again. My name's A.W. Copeland. I'm with National Old Line Insurance Company. Now, why did he put that like that? Well, if he just walked up there and said, I'm A.W. Copeland, well, so what? But then he told you who he's with. And that established something.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not just A.W. Copeland. I am with National Old Line Insurance Company. I caught on to this. With God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
With men, it's impossible. With socialism, it's impossible. With God, you prosper. I mean, come on. That's the two systems again. And so, I still do it today. Somebody, that I remember the first time that anybody did this, they said, I introduced them, Kenneth Copeland. They said, who are you with? This is back there years ago. I said, I'm with God. And he looked at me like, what? He said, you with God? Yeah, I'm with God. Oh, you a preacher? I said, yeah, I'm in the ministry. And then he started getting spiritual on me. Yes, I'm on. I had whoever it was, his cousin or somebody. And he said, I understand what a sacrifice it is to be in the ministry. I said, are you kidding? He said, yeah. Well, I understand how times can be really rough. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm having the time of my life. Glory to God. And of course, he's thinking, if I'm in the ministry, I got to be poor. Not even poor, poor. But I don't answer to poor boy. I'm with God.
Amen.
I said, no, this is the greatest thing ever happened to me, man. I'm having the time of my life. Well, he didn't know what else to say, so he just walked away. But when you begin to practice the presence of God, You begin to talk to God all the time and expect to hear an answer. You begin to say things like what Jesse and Jerry and Creflo and all the rest of us, Gloria and the rest of us say. You practice it all the time. You get to where then it becomes your life. I'm with God. And all things are possible with God. And Jesus said, I'll be with you to the end of the whole thing. Well, then what have I got to fear? Nothing. But it needs to develop in you. You don't act one way in these meetings. Go act somewhere else at home. That's not the way you walk in these things. Now then, let's talk about all things are possible to those that believe. And we have to look not only at Jesus, but you remember we read in the Word yesterday, look unto Abraham, the rock from whence you were dug. Why? Because this was a man that I'm telling you, he just went through everything you could think of anybody could go through, and he believed God and set an example for us in not being moved by what he saw and not being moved by what he felt. Amen. Only moved by what God had said, and was fully persuaded that God was able to perform what he said. And that's our example. Well, of course, Jesus is our example. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at what Abraham did. Let's go over here to the 4th chapter of Romans, 16th verse. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, or this is God's purpose in it, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. His faith is a scriptural example for all of us in how to walk in covenant and how to walk in the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. So now, look at, as it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations before him. Cross-reference says, or like him whom he believed. Now, actually, both of those renderings are correct and should be both in there at the same time, which means that Abraham spoke and acted like God in God's presence.
Yes.
And God didn't knock him in the head for it.
Yes.
He commended him for it and moved on what he said. So he's acting like God here in front of God, who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were. He did that right in front of God, and God commended him for it and backed what he said. Now here, that's what's going on here. It's by grace, so that it might be by grace. Abraham is speaking like that in front of God. And why, God knows him. He knows him like he knows you. But he didn't treat him what he deserved. He treated him with grace because he loves him more than he judges him. And the man's doing his best to act just like God. How far are you going to get if you hire you an instructor and you don't try to act like him? Well, look at him. Wow, look at him. He's just trying to act like that ski instructor. You better, you kill your fool self. Back there when Gloria and I were learning how to ski, our kids wanted us to learn how to ski, and so we went for it. And I could just see myself, you know, coming down that mountain. Only I came down. But I was trying, though. You can't learn if you don't try to act like him. I got a flight instructor. I wasn't sitting there thinking, now I'm not going to try to act like it. I have to be humble here. He's a seasoned pilot. He's been flying for many years. I don't want to insult him. A little humble, stupid country boy like me that don't know how to fly nothing. I don't want to insult him by acting like him in front of him. Well, I ain't going to fly with you, dumb, till you try to at least act like your instructor. Well, yeah, that's what he's trying to get you to do. He said, let me demonstrate. And he does this thing and he hands it over to you and you do it like that. He said, no, just settle down and do this and do that. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get you to do it the way he does it. God is trying to get you to walk in faith the way he does it. God is trying to get us to talk the way he talks and the way he does it. He's trying to get us to think his thoughts. He said, my thoughts are way out there beyond yours. My ways are way beyond yours. But then he said, my word goes forth out of my mouth and it'll prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Come on and act like me. Talk like, come on up here with me. And he lifted us up and he raised us up to sit together with him in heavenly places. Why? Because he don't want anything being impossible to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just the plain gospel.
Don't give up. There's always something coming. There's always something that God has in store for us when we trust on Him. We look on His Word and we see that He provides for us, that He provides all of our need out of His riches and glory. And when we trust Him and trust His Word, then look for your finances to turn around. And it's not instantaneous. Life isn't microwavable. God's not microwavable. But you know what? God is sturdy and steady and strong.
With the passion to see your faith develop and a desire to equip you to live in the blessing, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created a special gift just for you this Christmas. Powerful Prayers of Agreement. A CD packed with 7 faith-filled prayers by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This gift puts the power of agreement at your fingertips and builds faith in your heart. Pray along with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement was created to ignite your faith through prayers regarding salvation, healing, protection and fear, partnership, prosperity, finances, and God's master plan for your life. The prayer of agreement is so powerful that Jesus himself guaranteed it would bring results every time. Our desire is to equip you to live in the blessing. The Powerful Prayers of Agreement CD is our gift to you.
Merry Christmas from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Be sure to request your free copy of Powerful Prayers of Agreement today. For faster processing, visit our website at kcm.org. If you prefer to contact us by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Receive the Word of God prayed over you by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Powerful Prayers of Agreement will build your faith and help you start your new year in God's Word. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
Now, I'm telling you right now, you know, this ought to be a time of great joy and happiness, but I understand how people get burdened down and just overwhelmed. Now, when you sense that overwhelming, that's because hope is draining away. The scripture says, but those whose hope is in the Lord, this is Jeremiah 17 chapter, are like a tree planted by the water, and they get stronger and their roots get deeper, and when drought comes, they don't even know it. Bad times come, and they just get bigger and stronger, and their leaves get greener, and they just keep producing more and more fruit, and other people enjoy them and their lives because Jesus is alive. And this season, we're celebrating his birth. Well, this is what we're celebrating.
That's right.
Amen. And it's available. It's available right now. People are troubled and messed up, but all this week we're sharing messages of this hope.
Hallelujah.
That Jesus is our future. Praise God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, what about the economy? What about it? Oh, yeah, but it's failing. Hey, sweetheart, it's been failing for 6,000 years. It ain't never been successful. It's just worse this year, maybe, than it was last year. But I'll tell you what, there's been times when the economy was booming to everybody else, and Gloria and I was in a deep depression.
That's right.
I mean, man, that's all. Listen. The world has been in a mess all the time, and there ain't been any good old days since the Garden of Eden mess.
But heaven's always had victory.
Ah, yes, you get on the word, and I'm telling you, hey, you want me to give you the word? Everything's going to be all right.
That's it.
Everything is going to be all right. Father, we pray
in
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for every person in the sound of our voice, radio and television audience all over the world. Everything's going to be all right. We know that because in Jesus, everything is already all right. In Him,
Hallelujah.
It's all right. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now, let me send you this. I want a Merry Christmas to you. This is our seed. We want to sow it into you. This CD is Prayers of Agreement. Gloria and I, that it's been recorded in different places, different times, of us praying seven different prayers of agreement over you with the Word of God. So use it. Pray with it. Develop your prayer style listening to these prayers. Amen. It's a good thing. And we want to sow it in your life and tell you Merry Christmas. So, of course, we get it right out to you. Now, keep your faith strong. Increase your time in the Word. Go to kcm.org. I'm telling you, it's there. The articles, daily devotion, prophecies, and TV broadcasts.
It's all good news.
All of it. Yeah. Amen. And get strong in the Lord. Make this Christmas time all about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, you remember this. Jesus is Lord.
Remember to request your Christmas gift, Powerful Prayers of Agreement, a CD by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland bless you and your family. Have a very Merry Christmas. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.